Felixstowe workers generate the profits yet get a pay cut. Dave Murray, Eastern Region Socialist Party. Felixstowe dockers are returning to the picket line from the 27th of September till the 5th of October. They are pushing back against their employer's refusal to meet their claim for a 10% pay rise. The 2000 Felixstowe dockers process roughly half of all containerized freight coming into the UK. The Felixstowe Dock and Railway Company is, therefore, very profitable, as is parent company CK Hutchison, which has fingers in many pies from the high street, to transport and utilities infrastructure. To signal his intransigence, the port's chief executive, Clemence Cheng, is accusing the union of attempting to intimidate strike breakers. He wrote to the local newspaper about it on the 22nd of September. Of course, the company is unable to substantiate these allegations, as you would expect with the union reporting 82% support for continued action, even as the company attempts to implement the rejected deal of 7% with an unconsolidated £500. It looks like a desperate attempt to distract from the weakness of his position. In the financial year 2020, the company showed its more generous side, paying out £99 million in dividends, but only to its shareholders. The workers who generated those dividends are being offered a real terms pay cut, and they aren't having it. The employers are trying to pretend to be indifferent to the effects of the strike. However, local press reports reveal that shippers and hauliers are not so chill. One haulier reports £70,000 in losses during the last strike, Ipswich Star, the 5th of September 22. A victory for these key workers will strengthen all workers resisting the general attack on our living standards.